When you get 82, you're not excited about birthdays. Well, I'll tell you, I have had a wonderful, wonderful time getting to be in this meeting and been treated royally. Brother Tommy over here took care of me like I was his child, made sure that everything was just right. And I really don't have to preach. I have been preaching a few years, but I'm telling you, I've been enjoying the preaching. Wonderful, hasn't it? Tell you that, Brother John Gabbard is something else. Wow. Lord have mercy. Amen. If he doesn't trim the trees and bring it down to the stump and then put it back up, they ain't nobody can do it in this world. He's the man. He's the man. And of course, Brother Lindell Birdsong, I've known he and Sister Cindy all their life. And I pastored where he's pastoring. I pastored when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm like the little saying, I am their leader. I must hurry up because they have went off and left me. So that's the way it has been. Amen. And so many of the others, and I'll not just waste a lot of time. I came to this meeting not by chance. I determined to come to this meeting. I know I'm in trouble in Arkansas, but I've been in trouble before and got out of it. And so I thought about, I told my wife she was not able to come, and I said, I'm going to go stay through the whole meeting, every bit of it I can. So when I get through preaching, I'm not going to pack up and leave. I'm going to stay on and enjoy the meeting. I'm going to the book of Revelation. Book of Revelation, chapter 4, is where I'm going to begin this morning. I'm not going to preach all the book of Revelation, but I'm going to preach a little bit of the book of Revelation. Amen. So, here we go. Amen. Chapter 4 and verse 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were, of a trumpet, talking with me, and said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper, and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 seats, and 20 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and had on their heads crowns of gold. Could we ask the Lord for help this morning? Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity today. And I'm praying, God, that you would look into our hearts. Look unto those lives that need to be encouraged and strengthened. And Lord, that you'll bless us together in that great holy power. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I got a little text I'm going to leave with you, and it's called Touring Heaven. Touring Heaven. Amen. If you would go back to chapter 1 you would find that it's quite a scene. You see, there was a man here by the name of John. John, as you know, was the only disciple that didn't die an untimely death. All the rest of them died an untimely death, except John. And they tried to kill John, but John wouldn't die. And there's a reason why that John wouldn't die. Amen. A very good reason why that John wouldn't die. Even though they put him on the Isle of Patmos and said, we'll just let him dry up and pass away. Amen. You know the reason he wouldn't die? Because God wouldn't let him die. God would not let John die. Amen. Because if you see, if you read in chapter 1, you would find that the first thing that happened when he got there on the Isle of Patmos and woke up, amen, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And it is amazing what happens when you get in the Spirit of God. I mean, it's wonderful what happens when you get in the Spirit of God. And he got to looking around. He got to looking around, and he saw something that was marvelous. There among the candlesticks was not a beaten and bruised and crucified Christ, but he saw a resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. How about being isolated, but while you're there, you can look up and get in the Spirit and look up, and there you can see the resurrected Christ. Amen. I don't preach a dead religion. I preach a live religion. Amen. He lives. That song leader could get a hold of that, as good as he is. He lives. Do you all believe he lives? Hallelujah. He lives. Amen. But you see, Jesus had something to tell him. And he said, John, the reason that you're here, the reason that God spared you, amen, is so that you could write down everything that you're going to see. And he told him twice in this one chapter, chapter 1, I want you to write it down, John. You wonder why that God kept him alive. I'll tell you why. Amen. He's getting ready to take him on a tour of heaven. And he knew that at Calvary's Holiness Church, amen, that there's going to be some people there that's headed to that same place. Amen. And he wants us to know what there is in heaven. Amen. Oh, yes. I know in chapter 2 and chapter 3, he had to go ahead and get through the seven churches. He had to work on through them. But really, there's some things there that inspires me a little bit. One of them was they get to talking about the overcomers. Amen. Woo! If I could join any crowd, it'd be the overcomers crowd. Amen. Who want to join the defeated bunch? Who want to join the discouraged bunch? I'll tell you what I want. It's some people that'll overcome and rise up when the trials come and the troubles come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. You just well get that mic and get set up, brother. He helped me preach in Texas. I'm going to have him help me again today just a little bit. Amen. But I want you to know, when it got down to that fourth chapter, amen. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I know you intelligent men understands it better than I did. But when he said there was a door that was opened in heaven. Amen. I'm trying to figure it out, and maybe you can help me. But all down through the ages of time, he didn't say to Abraham, I want you to come into my living room. He didn't say to Elijah, we like to preach about Elijah. We've heard quite a bit about Elijah. But he didn't say to Elijah, I want you to come in my living room. Amen. He didn't say it to Moses. But to John. I kept you alive, John, because I'm going to open up heaven and I want you to come in. And when you get in there, write it down. Woo, hallelujah. I said, write it down. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, I can't take you all the way through, not this morning, but I'm going to take you on a little journey of what he saw when God opened the door to heaven to his living room and said, come on in. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! I'm telling you, he's still God today, and he's still got a heaven today, and it should be everybody's goal, everybody's desire. If I could sing another song, I'd sing, heaven gates are waiting, open for me, and I believe I'll keep on journeying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on in, John. I want you to come in, because down through the years, there's going to be people that wants to go to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how bad the situation gets. And in America, I don't know how it could get too much worse than that God might shut the thing off and send Jesus back to get the church. Get up here. I want you up close. Right. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, let's go to heaven. Have I got anybody that wants heaven? Have I got anybody that wants to go to heaven? Have I got anybody that sings about heaven, that prays about heaven, that reaches beyond the natural? It pulls down some of the power from another world. And I'm telling you, church, let's go to heaven.
Yeah, brother, come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, 7 and 9 is where I want to start. Amen. You're going to help me preach a little while? Let's just make a little tour and let's just see what heaven's really like. Amen. Oh, I pastored for over 50 years. I mean, I had to preach hard and preach a lot of things. But I'm not going to spend all my time trying to line people out and amen and try to correct them when they're wrong. I just tell you, I haven't got time to do that stuff because, amen, there's something better waiting on the other side. And I want them to know that if you'll come through this trial and live sanctified and holy for God, you'll go through another trial. You'll make it another mile. Are you hearing me? I wish the church would get heaven in you.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready, brother?
Yes, sir. Now
let's read verse 9.
Verse 9.
See what it has to
verse
say.
Verse 7 and verse 9.
Chapter 7 and verse
Chapter
9.
7 verse 9. All right.
Amen.
Chapter 7 verse 9 says, after this I beheld.
Wait a minute. Now here he is in heaven. And he'd already looked around.
Yeah.
He'd already. Can you? I just get so carried away.
Yeah.
With just him just stepping inside of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. And starts to look around.
Amen.
Oh, God, I've got to hurry. Amen. And after I had got there, after I had finally made the journey inside of God's living room, he started taking me around.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
After this I beheld and lo.
I beheld and lo.
A great multitude.
A what?
A great multitude.
You mean tell me they're not just going to be a few saved?
No, sir.
You believe there's going to be
a
more?
A great multitude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Woo! I'd like to be one of them, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Just one of them. It's all I want to be.
Yeah.
Haven't got anybody else that'll
Hallelujah.
Say, Brother Carl,
Come on,
I
brother.
Just want to be one of them.
Hallelujah.
But he saw a great multitude, which no man could number.
Yeah.
Out of every kindred,
yes.
and every tongue,
yes.
and every people, and admit you, and admit me,
yes.
we could go there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Then what did he say?
They stood before the throne.
They stood before the throne.
And before the Lamb.
And before the Lamb.
Clothed in white robes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Clothed.
And in psalms white in their hands.
We're just two in heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And here they
yeah.
are. Walking around
yeah.
in white robes. Amen.
And palms in their
I
hands.
I better not venture out too far. But my wife of 56 years died.
Yeah.
Amen. We had the funeral. And just two or three weeks later, I woke up one morning. And I was in my recliner, which is normal. Amen. And all at once, I had a vision. I saw a vision.
All right.
While I was looking up. Amen. I yep. know it's in the Spirit of God. So I'm looking up and I saw people walking in white.
Wow.
Here comes some. Here come another. And I thought, my God, they're walking in white. Woo! Hallelujah. And then I saw another figure come walking in behind him. And I said, my God, that's Mona. She's walking in white. She's already made it. She's on the other side. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you this morning and telling you, let's don't look back. Let's don't slow down. Let's keep our eyes looking on that side.
Amen.
I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. White robes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My God. Amen. I was, the Lord gave me a message on white robes. And the Millikens, Brother Jim and Sister Wilma, they wrote a song. And it's called White Robes. Amen. They sang that song many times. So, amen. I said, you know, if I had a white robe, I could preach my message on white robes. Hallelujah. So I called my daughter. We don't have television. We don't have a computer. So I called her and I said, would you find me a white robe somewhere?
Yeah.
She got on the internet and called Tulsa, Oklahoma and Tulsa and got a hold of a church over there. It happened to be a black church, amen,
yeah.
and that had some white robes advertised. And she got a hold of this black woman, and she said, I see you got some white robes for sale. And she said, oh, yes, we had too many. We bought too many for our choir, and we're wanting to sell some of them. By the way, she said, what do you want a white robe for? She said, well, my dad's a holiness preacher, and God's give him a message on white robe. Amen. And he wants a white robe. She said, good Lord of mercy. I got just what he needs. We'll see that he gets a white robe.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
You may think I'm a way out, but I'm not a way out. I got my white robe and I went to, I don't want to tell you where I went, but I went to where a preacher had cancer.
Yeah.
Amen. And I was preaching a weekend for him, and I took my robe with me, my white robe with me. Amen. And while I was there, his hair hadn't grown back, and he was still weak. Amen. Woo! And so I got my white robe out, and I said, I'm going to preach on a white robe this morning.
Yeah.
And I got to preaching on it, and after a while, I called him out, and I said, come on down here. And he comes slowly down, and I put that white robe on him.
Hallelujah.
You can fall out with me if you want to.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm telling you what, he got to walking around the altar.
Yeah.
Amen. And I thought it was get out of hand right then, but it didn't. I said, wait. Most preachers, amen, couldn't make it if they didn't have their wives with them. I said, come up here, sis. And we put the white robe on her. And we started around and around.
Yeah.
45 minutes later,
yeah.
that 200 people, the glory of God was falling all over that place.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you bunch of cowards. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what,
yeah.
God's wanting to bless the church.
Yeah.
God's wanting to bless the discouraged.
Hallelujah.
God's wanting to lift up those that are down.
Yeah.
God wants to encourage the discouraged.
Yeah.
God is waiting on us. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and praise God for just a moment.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go.
Hallelujah. Clothed with white robes.
They were clothed with white robes.
And palms
in their hands.
And cried with a loud voice. Saying, salvation.
To our God.
Which sitteth upon the throne. And unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around
and
about the throne. And about the elders. And the four beasts. And fell before the throne. On their faces. And worship God. Saying
what?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How long has it been since you began to worship God and say amen until the Holy Ghost fell upon the church? I'm telling you, there is a place in God that we can worship.
Yeah, brother. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Amen.
That's who you say amen. I believe it could do better than that. Let's go. Amen. You ain't going to get through for a while.
Blessings and glory. And wisdom. And thanksgiving.
And honor.
And power. And might. Be unto our God forever. And ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm running the last mile of this journey. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, how I feel. I feel some vibrations from another world. Do you feel those vibrations from another world? Come on, church. We will not be defeated. We will overcome. We will rise above the defeats. Rise above the sickness and the affliction. You know why? We got a God in heaven that's watched the church to come home after a while. Come on home, church.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I know this is not proper.
Happy God.
Hallelujah. Right. And let's go.
All right.
All right. And what?
Be unto our God forever and ever.
Our God forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 13, and one of the elders answered.
One of the elders. John. Write it down, John.
Yeah.
This is just what John's seeing.
Yeah.
Amen. This is what he's looking at.
Yeah.
Amen. What did he see?
Saying unto me. What are these?
Which are arrayed.
In white robes. And whence came they?
How'd they get here?
And I said unto them. Sir.
Thou knowest.
And he said unto me.
These are they.
Which come out. Of great tribulation. Hallelujah.
Amen. You may go into tribulation.
Hallelujah.
But I found a bunch that didn't stay down. That was not defeated.
Yeah.
They didn't stay in trouble. They
came out. Hallelujah.
They came out!
Hallelujah!
How long's it been, preachers, when you told them we're coming out? How long's it been when you heard that song, we shall overcome. Amen. We shall overcome. Amen. As long as there's a devil, there'll be tribulation. As long as there's a devil, you're going to have to fight your way out. Amen. But if what John saw and told me to tell you all, it's that. Don't worry about the going in part. Don't worry about what you're going to have to go through.
Because you're going through. You're going to come out. With the victory. Total. Absolute.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. If you're going to heaven, you might as well have a good time going.
Yeah.
Amen. Smile through the tears.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
March through the defeat. Amen. And watch out. There's an overcoming place that we're going to get to. Oh, Lord, let us get it beyond this.
Right.
Amen. What else?
These are they which came out of great tribulation.
Which come out of great tribulation.
And have washed their robes.
Washed the robes.
And made them white. And
there's that white again.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now where are they at?
Therefore. Are they before the throne of God?
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I found them again.
Yeah.
I found the overcoming
Amen.
Church.
Hallelujah.
I found the victorious
before
church.
The
I found them
Hallelujah.
That would not take defeat.
Yeah.
I found them
yeah.
That triumphed
yeah.
over the enemy.
Yeah.
That when you were knocked down,
Hallelujah.
You got up. We need a younger generation
yeah.
that'll say, let come what may, we are overcomers.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah.
All right.
Before the throne of God.
Before the throne of God.
And serve Him day.
And they serve Him.
And night in His temple.
This is just what heaven's like.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Am I reading it? Is he reading it right?
Yeah.
Amen. All right. This is what we're going to do. What else?
And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them.
Oh, my God. I can't. Woo! I can't hardly take it. I can't hardly take it. Amen. Amen. Just walk by the throne. And there's God. There's God. Oh, God. Write it down, John. We're at Calvary Holiness Church. Camp meeting. Amen. And there's some people that needs to know, amen, that you're going to get to see God just like He had. Amen. I wonder what John said when he stepped in the door that God opened in heaven, and there sat God on the throne, Jesus on the throne, and the Holy Ghost, and all of them there. Before he ever started touring, he saw them. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm just glad when he comes into our midst like he has been in this meeting,
yeah.
like he is here this morning.
Yeah.
Are you all happy about it?
Amen.
Amen. Just a little bit more.
All right.
What did he say?
On the throne shall dwell among them.
Dwell among them.
They shall hunger no more.
They shall hunger.
Yeah.
Woo!
Neither thirst
Neither
anymore.
Neither thirst anymore.
Neither shall the sun light on them.
Neither shall they be in the heat.
Nor in the heat.
Or
for the Lamb.
For the Lamb.
Which is in the midst.
Which is in the midst.
Of the throne.
Of the throne.
Shall feed them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My appetite's already growing. I'm getting hungry because in just a little while, we're going to get to eat with the Savior.
Amen.
Eat
Hallelujah.
With the Master.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
We got to get beyond this.
All right. He shall feed them.
He shall feed them.
All right. And shall lead
and
them.
Shall lead them.
In
unto
living fountains.
Living fountains.
Of water.
Of water.
And God shall wipe.
And God who?
God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Shall wipe. Hallelujah.
I'm glad you made it, son. You weathered some storm.
Yeah.
You weathered some storm.
Yeah.
You fought some battle.
Yeah.
But now, it's payday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what he's going to do?
Yeah.
He's going to take and wipe
the tears
from his eyes.
Hallelujah.
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 Don't you think we owe him another praise?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My God. My God. My God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I haven't got time to go through all of this that he's got. Amen.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. If you read in chapter 10, you'd find the angel with the books. If you found in verse chapter 11, you'd find the two witnesses. If you went to chapter 12, you could find the accuser of the brethren that is cast down.
Yeah.
If we went to 14, you'd find 144,000. Woo! Hallelujah. If you went to 16, You'd see him pouring out the vials. Yeah. And 17, the victory of the Lamb. In chapter 18, you would find Babylon, that wicked, sinful city, that it has fallen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes. I'm skipping over. And let's go to chapter 19. And let me get just a little bit. Verse 1. And let's see what he said. Hallelujah.
And after these things.
Amen. There ain't no end to it.
No, there ain't no end.
It looks like we got down to chapter 19 and we've gone through all these other things. And then he just says, it's just starting.
Yeah, right.
Just getting started.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah.
After this what?
And after these things I heard.
After these things I heard.
A great voice.
A great voice.
Of much people in heaven.
Much people in heaven.
Saying.
Saying.
Hallelujah.
Saying what?
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We ought to practice saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's hear you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're just touring heaven. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Verse 5. Let's see.
Hallelujah. Verse 5.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And a voice came out of the throne saying.
Now then, it's quieting down just a little bit.
Yeah.
And we hear a voice coming out of the throne saying.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
All ye servants. Hallelujah.
Should never be a dead service.
All right.
Should never be a dry service.
Never, never, never.
If we'll do what the Bible says,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'll have church.
All right.
Woo.
Amen.
I said we'll have church.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They were worshiping God. Amen. Let's practice now. What else?
And a voice came out of the throne
voice
saying.
Came out of the throne saying.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
All ye his servants.
All ye his servants.
And ye that fear him.
And he that fear him.
Both small and great.
Both small and great.
And I heard as it were.
I heard as it were.
The voice.
The voice.
Of a great multitude.
Of a great multitude.
And as the voice of many waters.
And voice of many waters.
And as the voice of a mighty thunder.
And the voice of a mighty thunder.
Saying.
Say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish you'd break up the service once in a while when all you were saying was hallelujah. I wish we could get a church that could come so excited that they'd have to hold them back because all they want to do is worship. He that paid the price and he that's in heaven and he that's leading the choir and leading the church, and they said hallelujah. Then what?
They said, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent
reigneth. Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Let us be glad.
Let us do what?
Let us be glad and rejoice.
Woo!
And give honor to him.
And wait.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
You don't understand. I've had that poodle for 10 years and it died.
My.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Amen. So what? Go down to the dog market and get another. Don't come to church talking about my poodle died.
My.
Amen. I know that's just a little saying. But it's typical of what we hunt to quieten us down.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo! I'm ready to see the church rise and triumph. Now then what?
All right. Let us be glad and rejoice.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And give honor unto him.
And give honor unto him.
For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
The what?
The marriage of the Lamb is
Woo!
Come.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The marriage of the Lamb is come. And she did what?
And his wife hath made herself ready.
Made herself ready.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And to her was granted that she
was granted
that she should be
arrayed
in fine linen,
clean,
and white.
Oh, you got that white again?
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. And I tell you, you got an invitation.
Yeah.
But if you're dead-headed and you're half-backslid and you can't find nothing to get excited about, I'm telling you, he's not going to let you in there. Amen. Let's get it done down here. And let's worship God in spirit and in truth until the power will fall from heaven and fill our life and fill our soul.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because the marriage supper of the Lamb has come.
Yeah.
One preacher was preaching, and he had us on that level where we felt like that we had come in with our white garments on. And he said he looked, amen, and the glass that had ice in it was half melted. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It told me it could happen at any time. Are y'all hearing me? I know I'm 82 years old, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I could be living. I could be alive. I could be alive. I could be alive. It could happen today. It could happen. Amen. I got to hurry. We got a great man of God that's ready to go. Amen. I want you to know we're invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Live holy, son. Stay with God. Hallelujah. Amen. I handed him one of those flags, and they were leading us to the top of the mountain. And I'm telling you, when we got to the top of the mountain, amen, in that camp meeting, amen, that's as far as we got, was the top of the mountain. We got some folks that need to not stop at the bottom, but climb to the top of the mountain. Amen. I got to hurry. Can I give just maybe one more little thing? I mean, John, he's writing all this down. If he writes it down, I can preach it. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 21. Amen. I got to go on. Thank God there's going to be 1,000 years that devil is going to be bound. He's not going to have an opportunity to get in our brain, get in our hearts, get in our souls. He's not going to have any chance doing it. Amen. Because you know what? We're getting ready to live.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's something jumping up and down in this old man.
Right.
You feel any of that?
A little bit.
Okay. Woo! Hallelujah. Chapter 21. I want us to go there for just a minute. Verse 1.
And
let's see what he said.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Oh God. I saw a new heaven. A new heaven. And a new earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
They did what?
They were passed away.
So if you invest everything you got in this one, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to be a loser.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
There's people that keeps thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank and in the savings account. Amen. And die without them ever being able to help build a church, support a work of God, support a missionary. Amen. Come on now. You are going to fall out with me now. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Put it to work. Because he's building a brand new place. A brand new heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. What else?
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
I saw a new heaven.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
First heaven and first earth.
And
passed away.
And there was no more sea.
There was no more sea.
And I, John.
And I, here he is.
Yeah.
Write it down, John.
Yeah.
Woo! They want to know down in Calvary what's going to happen one of these days. What's going to happen?
Saw the holy city.
I saw the holy city.
New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem.
Coming down from
coming
God.
Down from God.
Out of heaven.
Out of heaven.
Prepared.
Prepared.
As a bride adorned.
As a bride adorned.
For her husband.
For her husband.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited. As you can tell, I am excited.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not going to spend all my time trying to get people, amen, ready for it. I want to spend some of my time getting people excited about what's waiting for us on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't mind, I'll divide my time. Amen. Trying to get them ready and then telling them what's waiting on the other side.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There ain't no way that we can go through that this morning and get this to Brother John. Amen. But I wish in the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, Jesus said, in my Father's house, I wish he'd have stopped right there. And I wish that he would have took a page or two and told us, what are you seeing in your Father's house? Yeah, I know he saw matching. It's more than matching.
Yeah, he saw more than that,
huh? Yeah, I wish he'd have just took time out to took us on a little tour of how he sees his Father's house.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo! If I get excited what I see, I wonder what he saw when he said, in my Father's house. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to go over to those foundations for just a minute. I'm going to quit here in just a little bit. I'm not going to tell you I am and then not. But I'm going to quit. I can't give you a time. But in just a few minutes, I'm going to quit. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to talk to you about those foundations. I really got excited about them. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to read some to me? About those foundations.
Which verse?
And the first foundation was of jasper.
Was of jasper.
Hallelujah.
Let's see here.
Amen.
All right, let me find it.
All right.
What verse is that in?
21.
21.
Amen.
And the 12 gates were of 12 pearls.
All right.
And several gates were of one pearl.
All right.
And the street of the city was pure gold.
The city was pure gold.
And was transparent as glass. And I saw no temple there.
All right.
For the Lord God Almighty.
All right.
And the Lamb.
All right.
Are the temple of it.
All right. Hallelujah. Amen. Go down to 18th verse if you don't mind.
18th verse.
And let's begin.
Of 21?
Yeah.
And the building of the wall. Of it was jasper.
Was of what?
Of jasper.
Of jasper.
And the city was pure gold.
And the city was pure. Wow. You don't mind. John wrote it down so I could preach it.
Yeah.
Amen. It was pure gold.
Yeah.
And then what?
Like unto glass.
All right.
And the foundations of the wall of the city.
The foundations of the walls of the city.
Were garnished. With all manner of precious stones. The first foundation. Was jasper.
Let me see. You know what I did? I looked up the interpretation of every one of these.
My.
And you cannot even imagine the beauty just of the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this ain't enough to get us to want to go to heaven,
there's
something wrong with our thinking.
All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That jasper, amen, it was like a green sea. It was a green stone. That's that first foundation.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all are quiet right now. That's good. I want you to listen to me. Amen. Trying to wind this thing down. All right, let's go to sapphire and see what it is.
The second was sapphire.
Fine blue color, hard as a diamond.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're starting down here. Now we're going up. All right. The next one.
The third was chalcedony.
Chalcedony, four species, any variable colors that it was made. Here we're going. We're building.
Yeah.
We're building. Hey. Just building the foundation. This is not even the city yet. We're just working on the Oh God. Hey, I ought to quit. But let's hear what he said.
The fourth, an emerald.
Emerald! A bright green, most beautiful gem of them all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not interested in it? Then there's another place where the fire's not quenched.
All right.
Amen. There ain't going to be no emeralds and sapphires in the other place.
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but ash. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's no need of getting all of this. There's no need of getting all of this. I am telling you, I want to go, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. One time, what I'd like you to do is stand to your feet and let's praise God.